Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
It is so beautiful here today in Roanoke, Virginia, you can't imagine. And it is like spring. Cool, breezy, sunny, a breath of fresh air. How about there?
It is absolutely gorgeous. It is March in May.
So,
March weather.
<Great. laughs>
The humidity is low. It's about 80 degrees, and we've got a nice sea breeze going, so it's just absolutely fantastically beautiful.
That is wonderful. Getting ready for your Ohio trip, aren't you?
Absolutely. This is the week I go.
Yay!
So, yay. Moving on to
your
next...
honey.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on to the next lifestyle that I have.
I know. I think it's exciting that you do that, though. I mean, it brings out so many different facets of your personality. You know, I love that.
Oh, well, you know, with a Pisces rising, you know, we have to do many different things and be many different, wear many different hats. So it's just part of life.
Well, you know, I did take the liberty of looking at your chart before we started the show tonight, and it's amazing how transiting Neptune is in perfect trine to your natal Neptune. That is so beautiful.
Aww, yes, absolutely. It's a great thing. It really
has.
It brings out my, you know, the good part of it is that it really brings out my intuitive abilities and my capabilities of really being able to stay within the flow of everything and not really get wrapped up into the physicalness of the world, which is really great. It's also gives some really wonderful, you know, endeavors out there as far as people and commenting back and staying within that spiritual realm with me and really, you know, having these beautiful things that to say to me at this time. So I have to thank everybody for letting me know I'm well-loved.
Well, I can't be comfortable with retrograde Mars sitting right on your sun.
Well, you know, and here again, you know, with the good, and you have to take the bad. And at this time, it really is a time where the good and the bad are both mixed together. And it really has indicated, you know, there are some challenges. Again, I don't know which day I'm leaving. Cannot tell you which day I will be leaving this week. But I will be leaving sometime this week. I am determined. I do have stellium in Scorpio, and when I put my mind to it, it's going to happen. But it's a matter
exactly.
of when. But, you know, and here again, those challenges are there. On this month's quote that I used for my monthly horoscopes, I quoted Zig Ziglar. And he said, sometimes adversity is what you need to face in order to become successful. Okay? And,
true.
You know, Sun conjunct Mars retrograde, there's a little bit of adversity there.
Yeah. Two steps forward, three steps back. I know, the organizational capabilities. But you know what? With Mars, it's such a trigger target planet. Usually, as soon as it goes direct, you feel it. Either the day before or the day after, you already start to feel things are starting to move. It opens up like the doors and windows. But when I scheduled the show tonight, I wanted to talk about how Venus has been passing over Uranus for the last few days. And so to me, there has been a lot of revelations that people have been experiencing in love. And they've been extreme in both areas. One, where there's breakups, and two, where there's divine intervention in relationships in a very positive way. And so, again, I don't know if it's so much good or bad. I think there's always choices in the angle. And with this passage, with Venus and Uranus both in square to Jupiter and in square to Pluto and the Moon over the last 24 hours, there has been a lot going on with relationships, at least with my clients. How about you?
Oh, yeah, and it is. It really is. There's a major shift here, and especially in the opposition with Mars retrograde along with that, too, as well. There's been shifts and changes in relationships, and I've seen it all around. Some of them have had some major sudden breakups, and some of them have really found some wonderful beauties that they didn't see in the person before. And one of the things I like about Uranus is it brings that suddenness of it wide open, like it's there in living color, A or B, you know?
It's like a lightning bolt.
Yeah. Definitely shows you the two paths. You can't miss them, you know. So, and I like it because of that. And with the Venus going over it, we all know it's for the betterment of peace and harmony, that it is bringing, no matter whether it's conflict or joy, it's bringing ourselves back into that peace and harmony and centering ourselves back, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, because, you know, Mars being the I Am presence, you know, the sign of the ram, but also the sign of the lamb. And when I look at things like that, I say to myself, wow, how gentle and sweet that interaction I just saw. You know what I'm saying? And then other times I'm like, wow, is that person fired up or what?
There you go.
It's great. Well, we got quite a few people holding on tonight, Jacqueline. I think we got 9 people on the queue already. So
okay.
I suppose that we should get to it. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll take the first call. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Dee, and my birthday is August 30th, 1961, in Aegean, Greece, at 4 a.m.
August? I'm not as fast as 30. You.
30.
August 30th?
Yes.
And what year?
1961.
Okay. And the time again?
4 a.m.
And the city?
Aegean, A-I-G-I-O-N, Greece.
All right. And did you have a question for us today?
Yes. Do you see me having the possibility of moving soon?
Where do you live now?
I live up in Maine.
What city?
I'm a little north of Halton.
Okay.
Why do you want to move right now?
Well, I would just like to move a few towns over, a little northwest of where I am now.
The reason why I ask that question is because there's a matter of timing here, as far as the move is concerned. I'm not looking at your relocation chart. I'm looking at your natal chart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's different things that go on between the two, okay? And I'm sure Aphrodite will tell you about the relocation chart and how it works in Maine. But you have Saturn transiting through your fourth house of your home right now. And so your home isn't the most comfortable place at this point in time, and it's retrograde until I believe it's July 7th. It's the early part of July when Saturn goes direct. And when you have Saturn in there, it's a timing thing. It shows you all the problems, but it's really not the right time to move. It's a time to start looking and researching and doing information and trying to find what's best for you instead of moving. So what I am suggesting is that after July would be a better time to address moving than now, just as a suggestion.
Okay.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I don't see a lot of problems with her moving in July, at the end of July or early August. And the reason for that is in her relocation chart, Jupiter has been in Cancer since last July, and it's been bringing out a lot of insecurities. You want to change in lifestyle. You want to increase your sense of being home in a different way where you can become more creative.
Yes.
And Jupiter at the end of July, 2 weeks after Saturn goes direct, it enters Leo. And in that, in your relocation chart in Maine, it's going to go into your fourth house of home. So I totally agree with Jacqueline, even though we're looking at a different photographs of you, okay? It's like taking a picture face front, left side, right side. The truth is always revealed in the stars, which is why I love this art. But Jupiter's going to be entering your fourth house, and it's going to be kissing your Venus, your planet of love. So if you move at the end of July or early August, you're going to be so in love with the place you find, you are going to be tickled pink.
Oh, good. Good.
So maybe now is the time to do the research with the retrogrades we have going on. Some of these retrogrades are very good for thinking and thinking again, doing the additional research, and really kind of uncovering what your heart really desires. So this can be a very powerful time for you to be doing that.
I have been doing research. I'm looking to where I really want to go. And you're right, I'm not happy where I am. And I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and the thing is that you want to have socialization, but you also want peace and privacy. You want both.
Yes, yes. You have it right. That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
I want privacy
chart,
and I want social life.
In your relocation chart, you have so many planets in your fifth house. And the fifth house is all about romance, children, recreation, music, the arts. Okay? So you need to have that socialization. But in Maine, your moon, which is a critical degree moon, I mean, the moon literally changed signs when you were being birthed, okay? And it's in very, very early Taurus. And so because that's when you want to walk away sometimes from the world, you want to have a little bit of that hermitage, okay? You need the best of both worlds. Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. You're absolutely right.
I will suggest this because, and this is just something that I've seen and observed in other people, because in your relocation chart, you have Venus and Leo in your fourth house of the home. I would suggest high ceilings. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you're looking, look at some high ceilings, you know, at least in some part of the house. I think that'll give you some real strong empowerment there.
Okay.
And also, if you can get what they call a great room, that would be perfect for you.
Yes.
You don't want to feel claustrophobic. Oh, no.
No, I don't. I don't. I do get very claustrophobic.
Well, we're really glad you called in tonight.
Thank you both very much. That was very enlightening. Thank you.
Good luck.
Keep us posted. Okay. All right.
I will.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. At this point, Jacqueline, there is no more room in the queue. Let's take the next one.
Okay, let's go.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, my name is Eric Hania. I was my birthday's October the 4th, 1980. I was born in Seneca, South Carolina at 2:59 p.m., but I now live in Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay. Now, I'm a little slower in typing, so I got your birth date of October 4th, 1980, but what is your birth time?
2:59 p.m.
Okay, and the city?
Seneca, South Carolina.
Can you spell Seneca for me?
S-E-N-E-C-A.
Nope. Okay.
And now you live in Asheville, North Carolina, right?
Right.
Okay. Asheville, I heard, is quite the teeming metaphysical community right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Really? Now, what question did you have for us tonight? Did you have something special you wanted us to look at for you?
Yeah, I want to know about what I should be doing career-wise. I'm not really happy with my job I'm at right now.
What are you doing now?
Working in a factory on a production line.
Okay. All right. I can see how you ended up there, because you were there because you really needed the job. You know?
Right.
Because your Jupiter is in Virgo, and it's in your eighth house of resources, and the Virgo energy does rule something that's very repetitive. But unfortunately, yeah. Boredom is your worst enemy, because even though you're a Libra sun like Jacqueline, you've got a tremendous amount of planets in Scorpio like she does too. You know, you have to have some depth to whatever it is you're going to be entertaining. Now, what have you done before?
I was working at a moonshine distillery before I moved to Asheville.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, what is your educational background?
I have some college and a certificate in photography, and that's about it.
There are so many things that you can do, and this is the reason why it's becoming challenging for us, because, again, here, when you put your mind to it, you can transform and change anything, okay? And if she talked about the Libra Sun and the Mercury and Scorpio, you know, that you have, and I have both of those same things, okay? And I am going to tell you this, that you doubt yourself way more than what you should, and that's where the problem lies, okay? It's in the timing of things that... Good. It's in the timing of things that work for you, okay? Here again, you can't, which you try to continue on with a project, and you try and keep going forward with the project and moving, even though there's obstacles in your way, you bull yourself through them, okay? You got to be careful about that, okay, because your head, it plays a mind game with your head because you think it's all your fault, the reason why it's not going on. Okay, the way it should. But your natural pattern is to do something, stop, take a step back, go back at it again, do it again, stop. And so it's a start and stop situation that leads you to your success, to where you can take the time to be able to transform and change what you're going to change. So don't always blame yourself or blame problems that are around you for making the situation. There's a reason why you have to start and stop at things. But here again, this shows me that anything you put your mind to, you can do. You've got a beautiful eye. You've got a beautiful way of transforming and changing. You're almost like a magician. Anything you see or touch, you have this beautiful look at it that you can transform and change it. Okay? I don't have your Mars in Scorpio, but it's a beautiful thing. It really is, as long as you take it in dosages. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I really believe that I like the photography for you more than anything you mentioned, but I don't see it manifesting until late September. So it may be something that you need to do when you're not at work and start to, like, either create a website, go out and start doing some photography. In other words, I see it forming, but I don't see it forming all at once. There's a couple of ponderous planets that are retrograde right now, but it gives you the opportunity to revisit that, because not only do you have an eye for beauty, you also have an eye for the profound. So the things that you're going to be taking pictures of is going to have meaning. The people that look at your pictures that you're taking, they're going to be like, wow, how did he take that shot? Okay? And that's why I think you're going to have to do that for yourself. You have, in your relocation chart, you have Uranus and Mars both in your 10th house, which means that you could startlingly invest in yourself and recreate yourself. Saturn's going to be going direct at the end of July, okay? And when it starts to move forward, it's moving on to that conjunction. Your ascendant's at 17 degrees of Capricorn, and Pluto is retrograde until the 20th of September. So it's going to happen September, October, and November, okay? That is when you could really see yourself as being able to do your photography full-time. But between now and then, you're really going to have to dedicate a certain amount of time and energy and intention to make it happen.
Okay.
And I'm going to add this to it just a little bit, because right now with the Sun in Taurus in your fourth house of the home, in your natal chart, what that does is it makes you want to be more of a homebody. You want to stay at home a little bit more than what you normally do. When it jumps into Gemini at the end of this month, and starts trekking through Gemini a little bit in June, then you're going to start to be able to feel like you can get out and you can do this. So don't fret it so much over the next couple weeks, because I think that you're going to fight with yourself during that period of time to try and get yourself out there to do certain things. Just go with the flow of it, okay?
Okay.
And the other thing I want to tell you is that ever since the 1st of March, Mars, the planet of action and decision, has been retrograde in Libra, okay, sign of peace and harmony. So you've been trying to be the peaceful warrior, but you've been very discontented. But when a planet is retrograde, it means that the energy is incubating. So you've been spending this time saying, I really don't want to be here. I'm not sure where I belong. But the retrograde planets are going to bring you back to something that you've already mastered in some way. And that's going to be your key to your future. And that's why I really... and I'm going to encourage you about the photography.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah.
Well, great. Well, we're so glad you called in tonight.
All right, thanks.
All right,
good
God bless. Keep us posted. Okay. Bye.
All right. All right, bye.
Wow, what an amazing chart.
Yeah, you got to love that. That's a magician's chart. Anything he puts his mind to, he can do.
With those Leo, Scorpio squares that he has... he has to follow his heart. I mean, if he doesn't,
oh, yeah,
he's going to have discontent no matter what opportunity comes his way.
Oh, yeah. And I love that, you know, again, I didn't enforce it enough, but I love that he does photography. I think his eye is so beautiful and just really his pictures could touch people greatly. So I just, you know, think that is so good for him.
Me too. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Danielle.
Hey,
Danielle,
how are you?
Long time to hear from you, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing good, you guys.
Life is good?
Great. Right on. 6/13/81.
I got it. 9:30 a.m. Alton, Illinois. I'm
now
getting
in
much
Asheville
more
still? Are you in Asheville
or
are you
Asheville.
On a farm somewhere? Okay. I saw all your farm pictures on Facebook. That was so cute. I loved it.
I know. Fine. We're supposed to go to a big, giant lake this coming weekend.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. That's going to be fun for you.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask, can you give me some insight on what's going on between me and my dad, or what did go on, or what is going on with me and my dad? I have his birth time and stuff.
Okay. What's his birth date?
3/13/1940.
And what time was he born?
12:36 p.m.
Excellent. And what city?
Leadville, Colorado.
Rudville?
Leadville, with an L as in Libra.
Oh. L-E-D-V-I-L-L-E?
L-E-A-D, like lead, like a lead pencil.
Oh.
Ah, the plot thickens.
I got it now. I didn't think about that. I was thinking more lead as in Led Zeppelin.
That's funny. Okay.
Well, interesting.
Have you been tapping into him a lot telepathically lately?
Probably. I think me and Eric are hearing things now. I know he's, like I told you before, how he's, like, touched me. And I think that one time we even heard something.
Oh, I have no doubt. Through this Taurian period of time, you know, it's such a neon sign that, you know, there should be many physical indications during this period of time from him. This is he gets his power from there, you know. He really does. Even though he was a Pisces, he had a Mars in Taurus, a Uranus in Taurus, a Venus in Taurus, and a Moon in Taurus, right all in your 10th house of the Father. It's right before your Chiron, but that Chiron effect means that there's some strong connection from the other side. And with all this other power going over it, I'm sure there were strong indications of this.
Yeah, and it's kind of oppressive because my ears hurt all the time, my body hurts, my head hurts. So I can tell that he's there, and sometimes I'll like sit down and ask him to sit next to me and just be there with him.
It's not a bad thing.
You know, Mercury has been moving through Gemini. Okay, the Sun's going to be going into Gemini too, and so my feeling is that you can have a very strong inner telepathic dialogue with him at this time. Because we all know how gifted you are, Danielle. And my feeling is that you probably won't experience an emotional comfort about it, okay, until some of the personality planets move into Cancer. But for right now, this is a time that it's going to be active. But because Gemini does rule the ears and hearing and the auditory canal, you're going to have to try and breathe through it, okay, because Gemini also rules the lungs. So when you start to feel that anxiety or your ears start to hurt, do some of your yogic breathing. I know you're a yoga person, right? Try and do some of that to help ease it and help to just take it for what it is rather than overanalyzing it. And I know that's hard for you.
How long? Can you tell how much longer it's going to be before I'm able to resolve this?
I don't think it's an outer resolution. I believe it's an inner resolution. So that's entirely up to you.
Right. What does he want? What's he need from me? And can you give me some more insight?
Maybe it's not what he wants. Maybe it's or what you need from him. Maybe it's what he needs from you. It's what you need from him. Okay, is what I'm trying to say.
What do I need from him?
Peace.
Yeah.
You have peace because of all that was. And you can choose peace, especially when Mars goes direct in a couple of days in Libra. You can choose peace more easily because it's going to be forming a beautiful trine to your Sun. So over the next couple of weeks, I do expect to see a shift. But then you're going to have to sit with it. And then you're going to have to walk through it and go beyond it. And only you can determine how you're going to do that successfully. But this is a good time to do it.
Okay, because it's really oppressive and my back hurts still, and I can't do hardly any yoga and stuff and walking and still.
Well, and here again, it's because Aphrodite was talking about the planets are going to start to go into the Gemini energy, okay? And you have 7 degrees of that Gemini energy still in your 10th house of your Father, okay? So it being oppressive is the Taurus energy. The Gemini energy is the communication, bringing it out, okay? You sat with him, but did you actually have a conversation with him? Did you listen and hear, and did you speak? Because here again, some of it is that you have to get it out of you. Aphrodite is so correct in that peace and harmony, okay, that you're coming to this balance here. And you can do that through either inner dialogue or outer dialogue. It really doesn't matter since it's a Gemini energy, okay? It just has to come out. And this can really bring you to a greater peace. And I think that the oppressiveness will release itself not only, A, because of the Taurian energy releasing, but also the second part of it is, B, you releasing it out of your body. And that's the most important one.
I don't know what to talk to him about because I don't even know him. He was just so violent and nasty to me that I don't even know who he is. Or are you able to see who he was to me before, like in another life?
Well, and I think you're looking. You're not looking at why was he nasty. I don't think you're looking. I don't. You're still holding on to the pain of the mistakes that he had made. Okay, but the reason why he was so harsh is because he was so scared. And you're not looking at the reasons and the roots of why he had to come across the way he had to come across and his own issue in this. And knowing that, wow, he must have really been in that tremendous amount of pain to have to lash out in that way. So you're not looking at it as in his issue or what his problem was in this and having compassion for his struggle on this life. Okay.
Right.
And I think you need to look at that a little bit more.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
keep
you.
Keep safe. Keep us posted.
Oh, okay, I appreciate it.
We're
thank
always
you.
Happy to hear from you. You're welcome.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. Amazing things happen.
It is. It's wonderful how
that T-square between
different.
Her son and his Neptune and son is really just so present right now. So
yeah.
It is what it is. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, Jacqueline and Fredette. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Well.
I am well.
I know
this
the
is,
voice.
This is Cindy calling from Maine.
Oh, okay.
And my birthday is July 12,
1949. And what time were you born?
1:30 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Somers Point, S-O-M-E-R-S, Point, New Jersey.
And where in Maine are you now?
I'm in Portland.
Portland, okay. Good deal.
And so you had a question for us tonight?
Well, I still have a house for sale in another location, although I have moved to Portland. Does my chart look favorable for selling that house maybe this summer?
Nice. You have Jupiter passing right over your sun here shortly. Okay.
Right.
That should help a tremendous amount.
Jupiter is the planet of good fortune and abundance. And being in Cancer, of course, we're all seeking to become more and more secure. This has been going on since last July.
Right.
You know, and it's just amazing because, you know, I'm a Cancer son like you are, so it's really been whacking me.
We want this finished.
Right. And the whole idea is to really embrace the attitude of gratitude and an inner concept of prosperity, and that's what we're supposed to be learning. So even though it's been tough, I'm getting it.
Me too.
But I really like this. Where is the property located, Cindy?
It's located on an island, on the island of Deer Isle.
Okay, because Jupiter's transiting your ninth house, which does rule international energy. Or a place 900 miles or more away.
Yeah.
I think once Saturn goes direct and goes into your second house of personal finances, which, again, we're looking at July here when it goes direct, so I'm thinking towards the end of July. Because once it goes direct, it'll be right there. It's real close to the cusp. So I'm thinking end of July, you might have some great benefit with it.
Okay. Is there any benefit in my chart for bringing in a mate at this point?
Ah, the plot thickens.
I mean, What is happening in my chart? What is favorable in that chart?
I am going to say this, because Neptune is transiting your fifth house of romance and dating, and Chiron is also there. Mars, in its retrograde form, is there now, but tomorrow it goes direct, so yay. If you dream him, he will come, is what I'm going to tell you. This is a great time to set an intent before you go to sleep to look for that mate. I know it's been oppressive for the last few months, especially because that Mars has been retrograde in your 12th house, mm-hmm. which means that relationship has been hidden from you, okay? And it makes it a little colder. But here again, if you start making that intent now out there before you go to sleep, I'm betting you're going to attract this one in, because that's kind of how you attract people in, is by, you know, your relationships in, is just by being there. You know, it's not like you go to a website and go out and find them. You just do your thing and they just appear, you know. They're mm-hmm. not there and then they're there. And so here again, I think you can call them out in your dream time or in your meditation time if you want to do something like that.
So this will happen when Mars goes direct, is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a little oppressive right now, but tomorrow it goes direct. So, and the energy is already starting. So
okay.
It's a, you know, so here again, this is a great time to do that intent before you go to sleep or in a meditation.
Okay. That makes sense.
I think as far as some of the timelines, I'm feeling much more positive about September and October for you as far as getting your finances completely together and also mm-hmm. having someone in your life that can last for a very, very long time, that feeling of inner eternity with the soul. That seems to be a very primary time for you.
September?
Because September and October.
Okay.
Because September is going to happen is Jupiter is going to be passing over your Venus. And it's the gift giver of the zodiac. And
okay.
Venus is the planet of love. Okay. And so because it's in your 10th house, in your chart where you are, this could be a long-term commitment. This could be something that's very, very dedicated, but also very bright, very warm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm thinking that that's good. And I think even if you do sell the house sooner than later, I think it's going to take you till October to really get new bearings, completely know where the money's going to go and the lifestyle you're going to live.
Right.
So my feeling is that that's how it's going to play itself out. It seems like love may come first before you actually feel that you're reestablishing yourself in a very secure way.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's a nice explanation.
Okay.
I couldn't figure it out.
Well, you know, the thing is that sometimes we're supposed to just follow the path and take the signals as we move along. I think a lot of us get ahead of ourselves.
I wanted to sell the house first.
I know. I think, like Jacqueline said, I think the timing is good. But I think also you have to realize, well, what are you going to do after that? Okay, with the money, how are you going to recreate your lifestyle? And it's going to take all the pressure off. The insecurity of this past year is going to kind of disappear. And you're going to feel a little bit braver, a little bit stronger when Jupiter goes into Leo. You're going to roar like a lion and purr like a kitten.
That sounds good to me.
All right, then. Well, keep us posted.
I will.
Thank you
so much.
God bless.
Okay.
Have a great night. All right.
You too. Bye.
A lot going on in there.
Yep.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi, Jacqueline. How is it? Can you hear me?
Hi.
The plane going. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Say that again?
Oh. Yeah, there was just a plane going by, so okay. Now I'm Stacy, and I was born in Oceanside, New York.
And you were 12/26/67.
Correct.
Looks like great. 6:18 a.m. I got you.
Yes. Oh, great.
I love when
Yeah.
I'm getting better at it.
Now, where do you live now, Stacy?
Yeah, Delray Beach.
Oh,
you live in Delray Beach? Cool.
Beautiful day today, wasn't it?
Oh, great. It wasn't even hot. It was like breezy, 80s, early 80s.
Yeah. Just gorgeous. So, you had a question for us tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, it's summer coming up, and I'm just wondering if what you see for summer love, if there is one, or any potentials?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And yes.
What
are you
doing
recreationally?
Well, the gym, you know, the beach, just outdoor festivals, sporting events,
okay.
Things like that. I'm not into the bar scene.
Right. So I feel like you're definitely looking for, like, the kindred soul energy, somebody that shares your interests.
Yeah. Like, I'll go to an outdoor restaurant, a pub, things like that. You know, downtown Delray, I do that.
Great.
You know, they had an art festival.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, I find that Venus is transiting right now through your fourth house of the home, but it's going to be going into Taurus this month. And I think that things are going to start to open up in that fifth house of romance and dating when it does, okay? I really think that there's going to be some interesting adventures in July is what I'm going to say.
Oh. Oh, great. Because,
so
you know,
sooner
the
than you thought,
July.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's been pending, put it that way. And,
I'm
you know, July 4th.
I want to encourage you to be in places where conversation naturally occurs, where people talk to each other, there's a little bit of hustle and bustle, there's recognition, you know, there's dialogue. It's like you need that dialogue.
Yeah, like I'll go, like, there's outdoor concerts, you know, local things like that.
That's
yeah.
a good idea, so you're following your intuition in a very cosmically correct way.
Yeah, so that's good, because July 4th, you know, summer, and,
yeah,
you know, and the job.
Around that general vicinity would be good.
Yeah, and the job thing, I'm just temping, but that's not permanent either, you know.
And I'm going to tell you this. Mars has been retrograde, and it's been close to your midhaven, trekking back away from your midhaven. It's going to go direct, and it's going to go over there into your 10th house, and that's what you're looking for to get a permanent job. So.
Yeah, because anything I started in Mars retrograde ended. It wasn't the job I thought.
Absolutely.
Right.
And here again, that's you're going to revisit that. And it's going to go right into your 10th house, and things are going to shift and change as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, because I'm worried about taking a job during Mercury retrograde.
There's several weeks before Mercury and after Mars goes direct and before Mercury goes retrograde, and I think that's a great time to put a lot of things out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, Mars is going direct in a couple of days, and Mercury doesn't go direct, I mean retrograde, until the 8th of June, okay? But the retrograde energy of Mercury, if there's something that you have done before or a place you applied to before, if you want to revisit during the retrograde, sometimes that works, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Or if you call people from another job you had you really loved, and they say, oh, I'm here now, you've got to check it out. You know, don't worry about the retrograde so much. Retrogrades serve their purpose. And sometimes it's going back to your original idea, okay,
cool.
Or your original devotion of what you wanted to do. It's going to be retrograding in Cancer and then going back into Gemini, where
but
you can
you
re-interview.
What if you begin a relation? If you re-interview, it's okay?
Yes.
What about as opposed to, like, starting a relationship with someone you know around the Mercury retrograde?
That could also reoccur.
Are you revisiting a relationship that you had in the past, or are you starting brand new?
Well, there's, like, you know, someone I may have an interest in, you know, I just started, you know, talking to somebody I got acquainted with.
Okay. I don't think it's a time Mercury retrograde to carve it in stone, but I think it's a good time, like I said, to revisit it, okay? Allow yourself to look for more of the details, to maybe increase the mental and emotional intimacy. Ask more questions. Spend more time doing things that are the first time in order to get to know each other different on a spontaneous level.
Yeah. So if you start anything, it would be the best in July.
Yes. As Jackson said from the very beginning, yes.
Like July 4th, is it okay? Or after?
Well, you know, your intuition keeps telling you that, so you know what? I have to confirm you. I mean, you have a Scorpio moon and Venus and Neptune in Scorpio. If you keep thinking July 4th weekend is something really special, I have to agree with you.
Well, because to me it's like, you know, New Year's Eve kind of. I don't know, because it's half the year and usually, I don't know.
Well, listen to your own intuition, and Jacqueline sees similar timelines, so.
Absolutely. I listen to your intuition. You got a good intuition there. I think that's a really good timing for things.
Because
you
look at it, is there? Because you look at it, sparks New Year's and sparks for July 4th. You'll look at the same kind of pattern.
I agree. That's great. Well, keep us posted. We're so glad you called in tonight.
Oh yeah, I'll give you a call. I'll definitely, you know, within the job and that.
Inquiring minds
want to
know. You are going to have a great summer. Okay.
Thanks. You too.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay. Wow. Really cool. I like those energies in her 11th house. Wow.
Oh, yeah. That was the great thing about her going out to all those social things. It's amazing how intuitive she is, and she just vibes right into what she needs to do. Doesn't even see it.
I know, yep. So, you ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Thank you. This is Deanna. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Deanna. It's the Florida time this week.
Beautiful. Beautiful day today, just like Stacy said, and you. You know, Jackie, it's been breezy, beautiful. Don't we wish we had days like this more often?
Oh, this is paradise. Oh, this is Florida right now. This is paradise. This is why we live here.
Just beautiful. I want to wish you a great trip.
Thank you.
To Ohio. My question, things are still at a standstill, and I was wondering when they were going to start moving. I know you said tomorrow is an important day because the Mars retrograde ends, and I know that my Mars is up on my zenith, my, what do you call it, north node.
Mars is within the orb of your south node. Venus is going, Uranus is on your north node, and Venus just went over it. So,
is that good or bad?
It's a good thing.
Your prayers have been heard.
I tell you, it's one day at a time
for
6 years. One day at a time for 6 years is very, you know, tiresome sometimes. So I don't know. I don't know if...
Well,
I don't know if to keep on fighting or what.
I'm going to tell you this. The point is that you're going to get a little bit more recharged, okay, because Mars is going direct and it's going to start to make that shift. And with the Uranus going over and Venus just over, it's lightening your load, okay? This process is going to be slow in its movement because you're still affected with your Scorpio Sun. That Saturn retrograde, they're still within orbit of each other, and it's still going retrograde. So, you know, you're getting some of your power back, and it's going to get a little easier, but it's going to be slow in its pace. Again here, have a little bit more faith in it. It is going in the right direction. It's just going to, it's not going to come as fast as you want. It's just not going to be as bumpy as what it is now. Does that make sense to you?
How soon do you see the wires coming uncrossed? You said that I have something, I don't remember exactly what, but you said something Saturn and Scorpio, right?
Correct, sitting on your sun.
When does that get lighter or over?
End of July.
Well, okay.
That's when things can start to move forward. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I just want to explain that things move because, especially with this chart, things just don't shift and change. The energy is in a moving motion. Everything we have is moving. So it's going to get stronger, and it's going to diminish. But it's not going to, you know, it's not like a light bulb that you turn on and off. So remember that in this process, that it is a process.
It's been a long process. It's just that I'm afraid I'm going to run out of strength to keep on going. And I am sort of rather slow, like a turtle or a snail, you know? And I wish I could have this energy where I could overcome a lot of things and be stable or at least help myself. And that is not something I do well. But with others, though.
Because of Uranus going to be passing over your North Node, which is the cup overflowing of the Bible, how sincere and faithful you have been in this long process, Deanna. Expect the miracle every day. Let me say that again. Expect the miracle every day.
Thank you.
You know,
hug.
Because what my angel is saying, do not be crestfallen. Do not be downhearted. Know that your prayers have been heard. And for some reason, and I'm not sure what the reasons are, the process that you've been going through, Saturn goes direct. Uranus is sitting on your North Node. Mars moves through your third house of the lifestyle that's going to give you peace. Trust.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I tell you, I look forward to Sundays. I'm talking to both of you. And gosh, I wish I'd been able to meet Jackie recently, but I guess there is a tomorrow, and tomorrow will come.
There is, and I will be back.
I'll be back,
Florida,
she said. I will be back.
Or I'll see Ohio. Or I'll see,
I didn't
know,
even think
I'll
about it that
Wales.
Way. Oh, my gosh.
Well, we're so glad you called in, and keep us posted, okay?
I shall, and I will look forward to hearing you again, and the best week to both of you. I want to keep on listening, please.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. You got it, girl.
Great.
Okay. All right,
great.
Bye. She's such a darling. Well, we've only got,
we've got
6.5 minutes left. Do you want to go for one more?
Okay.
This person's been holding for over 50 minutes, okay?
Wow.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. Can we help you?
Hi. My name is Brittany, and I'm calling from California. My birthday is April 1st, 1982, and I was born at 10:53 a.m. in Trenton, New Jersey. And my question is, I'm calling about potentially career. I feel like new beginnings are happening for me, like lots of shifts and changes, and I wanted to know what you guys see.
And what time were you born again?
10:53 a.m.
Okay, thanks. Sorry about that.
What city in California do you live in now?
Right now I live in the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, what part?
How long have you...
I'm in California. I'm in Calabasas.
Oh, okay. I lived in Van Nuys, Reseda, Canoga Park. I lived all over there.
Beautiful. I love it.
How long have you lived there?
I've only lived in Calabasas for a year, but I've lived in, like, Studio City and Sherman Oaks area for about 4 years, and I really love it. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. New beginnings you're looking at, huh?
Yes.
Are you involved in a relationship?
No, I'd like to be. I haven't been involved in like 5 years.
Oh, wow. This is going to be interesting because, you know, in your natal chart, your whole love life is shifting and changing, okay? We talked about that Saturn retrograde. It is a direct hit onto your Mars, okay? So it is, you know, I can understand a little bit of restriction there. What you're addressing in your love life at this point in time is really knowing what you want and what you don't want in your love life right now. Because Uranus, and we talked about that, you've got so many hits here right now, it isn't even funny as far as love is concerned. Because Uranus and Venus just passed over your Venus. Okay? And, oh, hold on. No, your Mercury. Sorry, it just passed over your Mercury. So there's this whole process that you're going as far as transforming and changing love is concerned. And I do feel that this summer is a time where things are going to open up. When that Mars goes direct, it's going to make that shift and change in your romance and dating, and I do feel it's going to draw somebody in. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. I totally agree. And you know what else I really like? I really like the California chart for you, Brittany.
Awesome.
I really do. You have a wonderful stabilization there, that Taurus ascendant. And the sun just passed over it. And so I feel, again, this is how you're feeling a new beginning because I think you're really comfortable with yourself right now. Jupiter's sitting on your moon. My goodness. You know, you're really very happy. You're a compassionate person, but you're also a type A personality. You've got a kind of the best of both worlds. It's really awesome.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you see anything regarding career shifts or new jobs coming in?
What do you do now?
I'm an actress.
Okay. And what kind of acting do you do?
Theatrical, TV films.
Well, because of Saturn opposing your Chiron, to me, it seems like you're going to want to do something that is either medical or about miracles or about something that's very deep over the next year or so. I don't know if it's going to be immediate, but I feel that might come to pass, that you can get involved in something like that. That really is a piece that people will remember. So this is a year you can make a nice shift and change as far as getting a completely different reputation because of the role you choose to play. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. You're really happy in the neighborhood where you live, aren't you?
Yes, I love everything
about
it. You found your place.
You found your place, yeah. It's really nice. Well, keep us posted. We all inquiring minds want to know.
I shall. Thank you so much for a great show, and have a great weekend.
You too. Good luck.
You too. God
Thanks.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
Well, we probably should tell people where they can reach us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Whether I'm in Florida or Ohio, they can reach me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110, and we're both on Facebook. You can friend us there, and you can also leave us messages on Blog Talk Radio. We're here for you. We're glad to serve you.
Have a good week.
Have a great week. Good night.